Lesson 2. Outcomes. Identify types of knots. Knots. Knots join ropes and webbing together, attach ropes and webbing to people and objects, and form ropes and webbing into loops. Improperly tied knots can be extremely hazardous to both rescuers and victims. When tying knots, a rope is divided into the following three parts, figure 7.17. The working end is used to tie the knot or hitch. The running part is the free end that is used for hoisting or pulling. The standing part is the section between the working end and the running part. Process of dressing: tighten knots until snug. After tying, all slack should be removed. Even dressed knots can loosen or fail because of repeated loading and unloading of the rope. One way to prevent these failures is to tie an overhand safety knot in the tail of the working end. Tying this knot is addressed in a later section. Hitch safety knot, a temporary knot that can be undone by pulling against the strain that holds it. Elements of a knot. To be suitable for use in the fire service, a knot must be easy to tie and untie, be secure under load, and reduce the rope strength as little as possible. A rope strength is reduced to some degree whenever it is bent. The tighter the bend, the more strength is lost. Some knots create tighter bends than others, reducing the rope strength to a greater degree. Bight, loop, and round turn are names for the bends that a rope undergoes when tying a knot or hitch. Knots and hitches are a combination of bights, loops, and round turns. Combine these forms so the tight part of the rope bears weight on the working end and holds it in place. Each of these formations is shown in the following figures, figure 7.18. Form a bight by simply bending the rope back on itself while keeping the sides parallel. Make a loop by crossing the side of a bight over the standing part. Make a round turn by further bending one side of a loop. Types of knots and hitches. The most common types of knots and hitches used in the fire service include the following. Overhand safety. Clove hitch. Figure 8. Figure 8 on a bight. Figure 8 follow through. Water knot. Overhand safety knots. As an added measure of safety, an overhand safety knot, often just called a safety, can be used when tying any type of knot, figure 7.19. Although any properly tied knot should hold, it is best to provide the highest level of safety possible. The use of the overhand safety knot eliminates the danger of the running end of the rope slipping back through the knot and causing the knot to fail. Skill sheet 7-2 describes the procedure for tying the overhand knot. Clove hitch. A clove hitch is principally used to attach. Its principal use is to attach a rope to an object such as a pole, post, or hose line, figure 7.20. It is not appropriate for life safety applications because repeated loading and unloading will cause it to fail. The clove hitch may be formed anywhere in the rope, from either end or the middle. If a clove hitch is used for utility applications and will be subjected to repeated loading and unloading, an overhand safety knot should be tied as well. The two methods of tying this knot are described in skill sheets 7-3 and 7-4. When tying it over an object that does not have a free end, the method described in skill sheet 7-3 will not work. Use the method described in skill sheet 7-4 instead. Figure 8. The foundation knot for an entire family of figure 8 knots is the figure 8, figure 7.21. It can also be used as a stopper knot so that the rope will not pass through a rescue pulley or the grommet of a rope bag. Refer to skill sheet 7-5 for tying procedures. Figure 8 bend. The figure 8 bend is used primarily on life safety rope to tie ropes of equal diameters together. Figure 7.22 illustrates how to tie a figure 8 bend. Figure 8 on a bight. The figure 8 on a bight is a good way to tie a closed loop. To tie a figure 8 on a bight, form a bight in the rope and then tie a simple figure 8 with the bight in the doubled part of the rope, figure 7.23. Refer to skill sheet 7-6 for tying procedures. Figure 8 follow through. The figure 8 follow through is used for securing objects. Essentially, it is a figure 8 on a bight that is around the object, figure 7.24. Refer to skill sheet 7-7 for tying procedures. Water knot. The water knot is the preferred knot for joining two pieces of webbing or the ends of the same piece when a loop is needed. Because the water knot tends to slip, dress the knot properly and have the webbing as flat as possible when forming the knot. Allow at least 3 inches, 75 millimeters, for the tail, figure 7.25. See skill sheet 7-8 for tying procedures.